where would physical pain, would that fit under sensuality, sort of like the opposite of pushing away, or is that not really fit in?
Well, no, I mean, you can fit it in. You can fit it in anywhere, really. I mean, in the sense of sensuality, in the sense that one is in discomfort because of pain, and is seeking relief from that pain through something pleasurable, or one is through that desire to be comfortable, is then thrust into aversion or fear toward pain, so that you start seeing how these you start teasing it out and seeing the causal process. So it isn't as if all attachment to sensuality or attachment to sensual pleasure is just getting pleasurable sensation, but it's also the whole constellation of reactions, like the whole sense of fear that comes up around, say, not being able to get what one wants, is an aspect of that clinging, and or that desire for security and stability, so that it's stable and isn't going to change. So those are all the permutations, and it's important to not get too locked into, it's got to fit this narrow. So you start seeing, you start teasing it out and seeing how that affects it, or in their the view that, the human body shouldn't experience pain. That's what's been a huge, especially in America, prescribing of just gobs and gobs of painkillers. Because the view that one, really the duty of the medical profession is to make sure we as human beings don't experience any pain, so there's the view is there, and relationship to pain. So you can start teasing it out and reflecting it on it in many different ways.